Biden's limitless immigration gets big push from multinational corporations. By John Binder on November 30, 2021. Multinational corporations and giant tech conglomerates are the key financial figures in a behind-closed-doors lobbying campaign to pass President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act, which includes limitless immigration for corporate America. This month, House Democrats banded together to pass the $1.75 trillion filibuster-proof reconciliation package that would deliver the largest amnesty for illegal aliens in American history while blowing the lid off legal immigration levels for the benefit of corporations. Specifically, the reconciliation package would allow companies to import a limitless number of legal immigrants on employment-based green cards for at least a decade. Eventually, green card holders would be able to apply for naturalized American citizenship. Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, has described the plan as breathtaking immigration provisions that have long been the crown jewel of corporate lobbying. In the House, corporations dominated the lobbying campaign for the reconciliation package, especially those most likely to benefit from its limitless immigration provisions. Amazon, Facebook, Intuit Incorporated, AT&T, Verizon, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, Alphabet, Deloitte, the Microsoft Corporation, IBM, Accenture, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and the Intel Corporation are just some of the corporations pressing Republicans and Democrats to back the reconciliation package. The corporations are also among the top outsourcers of American middle-class jobs, where foreign H-1B visa workers often replace their American counterparts and eventually hope to secure green cards to permanently remain in the U.S. Every year, hundreds of thousands of foreign graduates are brought to the U.S. by corporations and businesses to take middle-class American jobs. The massive inflow of foreign competition against middle-class Americans comes as about 800,000 Americans graduate every year with four-year degrees in STEM fields. American graduates' odds of landing STEM jobs are dismal, mostly due to corporate offshoring and the nation's allowing companies to import foreign visa workers to do the same work for less. Recent Census Bureau data, for example, found that although 37% of the college-educated U.S. workforce held STEM degrees, just 14% worked in STEM jobs. Federal data shows that current legal immigration levels will drive the nation's foreign-born population to an unprecedented 69 million by 2060. The data indicates that about 1 in 6 U.S. residents in less than 4 decades will have been born outside the U.S. if legal immigration levels are not reduced. The nation's foreign-born population stands at 44.5 million, a 108-year record high. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.